drug overdose fatalities are at an all-time high, propelled by the rise of prescription painkillers and addicts who often then turn to heroin. The epidemic is getting attention as it makes its way into the suburbs and rural areas. But in Camden, one of the nation's poorest cities, drug abuse has long been an issue. WHYY's Jessica McDonald takes us inside a clinic there trying to tackle the problem.
So patients come up, they sign in, they have a seat in the waiting room.
Here at Project Hope, a few blocks west of Broadway in Camden, social worker Brian Colangelo says it's all about primary care.
People come in for diabetes, hypertension, asthma, cut on their foot, when they have a cold.
The federally qualified health center is one of a few places other than emergency departments to treat homeless patients in New Jersey. Anyone who walks in, with or without insurance, can get care. People may come in for typical things like nagging colds, but at least once a day, physician Linda Baselli sees patients who are drunk or high. And she says giving good medical care means addressing those substance abuse issues first.
Whether they walked in because they need their blood pressure medicine or their diabetes medication, the addiction is their life-threatening illness. Their opioid dependence or whatever it is, their alcohol dependence. That's what's going to get them before the blood pressure or the diabetes will.
To help connect, there's Danielle Orlando, a peer advocate who's in recovery herself. She got hooked on heroin after first taking prescribed pain pills following some dental care.
A so-called friend said that they had something that was cheaper and, you know, better, and, you know, that's how I got into heroin. And it wasn't cheaper, but it was definitely better, and it just destroyed my life very quickly.
When Orlando's first grandchild was born, she was ready to quit. She got an appointment at Project Hope for a Friday, but couldn't wait. Desperate, she walked in on Wednesday, and they squeezed her in.
From that day on, they kind of helped me and gave me a script and been clean ever since that day.
That was more than a year and a half ago. The script was for buprenorphine, also known as Suboxone.
As soon as you take the Suboxone, I'm not going to say it is a miracle drug, because it kind of just, it stops the pain. And so, it's almost immediate.
Buprenorphine is an opioid. It binds to the same receptors in the brain as heroin or oxycodone, but doesn't pack the full punch. Instead of producing a high,
you don't really feel anything other than normal.
Orlando says for years, her only worry was how many bags of dope she had left. With buprenorphine, she can think again of her children, her job, and her bills.
I know I can wake up, my medication's available, take it, don't have a second thought, don't have any cravings, and I can function.
The transformation, Dr. Baselli says, is often remarkable. People literally look healthier.
It's actually stunning to see. They come back a few days later and it's like a different person. It's really cool. It's really cool.
Not everyone triumphs like Orlando, who's working at Project Hope and going to school full time. Most people taking buprenorphine relapse, not just once, but over and over. Some sell the drug on the street, where it's increasingly popular. Baselli says while the goal is to help patients into long-term recovery, there are smaller victories for patients who never get that far.
We've sort of managed to keep them alive, and we've managed to keep them out of the emergency room, out of the hospital, prevent overdoses. That's success also.
Buprenorphine is more difficult to OD on than either heroin or methadone. There's a ceiling effect that prevents more drug from giving more of a high, although it's still abused. Social worker Brian Colangelo says even if some of the medications they prescribe make it to street corners.
To be quite honest, I'd rather see someone on Suboxone than on heroin.
On the medication, he says, users decrease their risk of contracting HIV and hepatitis C. They're less likely to engage in risky or illegal behavior.
The more Suboxone that folks can have access to, the less heroin they're going to take.
But access to Suboxone and buprenorphine is restricted, in part by the government. Only doctors who are trained and sign up for a waiver are allowed to prescribe it. In the first year, physicians can treat only 30 patients. In following years, that goes up to 100. Project Hope has two of the eight doctors in Camden who are registered to prescribe the drug. But even here, Colangelo says more than 300 people are on the waiting list.
We probably get 6 to 10 phone call requests per day, people looking for Suboxone treatment. That's how much of a demand there is.
At Project Hope, the real constraint is the number of addiction counselors. Anyone who gets a prescription also has to check in monthly with a therapist. And for patients on Medicaid, those experts can be tough to find. Project Hope provides them, but has limited staff, so they can only help about 100 patients at any time. Peer advocate Danielle Orlando says that therapy has been essential. It helped her confront old traumas she tried to numb with drugs.
Just dealing with some of those demons that I've been trying to cover up for so long, it really helps. So the Suboxone is definitely not just a miracle drug that just fixes everything. You have to do, you know, your work. And that's what I did, and that's what I try to explain to people. You know, got to go back to move forward.
I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.